He's a young man. He's the director of Chinese Ministry of International House of Prayer, Kansas City, IHOP. He's the man in charge of Chinese ministry there. He has been in the marketplace in the computer science business for a while and been pastor for quite a while. 6 years ago, he was diagnosed with cancer, colon cancer, and it's quite a dramatic, challenging experience, but drew him closer to the Lord. And the Lord somehow led him to IHOP before that. And he said, "What's happened to me? You want me to come here to learn about intimacy with you? Now I got a cancer." Actually, his specialty is in the Song of Solomon. Okay, I'll let him to share about that. Why, as a man, God called him to be in that kind of route. So we welcome him. We welcome him.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Pastor Tan, and thank you, everybody. I'm going to share a little bit about why I study song, but today I'm going to just share a little, like a brief testimony, and just give a little encouragement. It won't be very long. But why I start in songs, when I moved from Los Angeles, I was living in Los Angeles for like 23 years, and then moved to Kansas City. And before I moved to Kansas City, I was at a church. I was a pastor at a church for about 10 years. And, you know, the salary was great. People were really nice to us. And everything was fine, but I hear this very clear calling from the Lord to move to Kansas City. So I said, okay, let's move, you know. So then we moved there, and then for the first 6 weeks, I felt the weather was bad. You know, it's not as nice as California, Southern California. The people, they are. I feel like we have moved out of America. You know, they're all white now. In Southern California, they're all Asians. And then the food was bad because Southern California food was a lot better. So anyway, I feel the whole thing was a big mistake. Say, God, can we move back to Los Angeles? So I was asking God for 6 weeks straight. I said, this is such a bad decision, and I don't want to stay here anymore. And then after 6 weeks, I encountered the Lord at the prayer room where they asked the staff in training to pray there for 5 hours every day. So over there, I encountered Jesus, and then God just gave me this revelation to study Song of Songs. And ever since then, I've been studying Song of Songs for 6 years, and I never stopped. This book is amazing. I really enjoyed it. But that's not what I'm going to preach today or share today. I'm going to give you a little testimony. When I was preparing for the sermon before I came here, I was going to share about God's, about the Father's heart. But then this morning, I felt, you know, I should share something else. So I'm going to just give you a little testimony about when before I went to the seminary. I went to Fuller Seminary at Los Angeles, and I graduated from there. Before I went there, I was at a church, for another church for another 10 years. I was in one church for 10 years before I went to IHOP. But before that, I was at another church for another 10 years. And that's where I grew up, spent my most 20s there. And then one time, before I started to go to Fuller, there's a sister that was really close to us in our fellowship that was killed in a car crash, and it just struck us really hard. And then during that time, I was already at Fuller, but I was doing the part time because God again told me very clearly to go to seminary. I say fine, I will go, but I will take one class per semester. And that would take me 12 years to finish the program. So I have more time to make money, and then I will serve you after I'm 40 or something, you know. But anyway, so God has his ways. So he, you know, that when that sister was involved in a car crash, I was really struck. I realized how fragile life was. And I say, I want to do seminary, I got to do it now. If I want to serve God full-time, I got to do it now. So then I decided to go there, go to the seminary full-time. So I brought this to my fudao. It's more like a counselor or like a pastor at church. Say, I was going to seminary, but now I want to decide to go to seminary full time. They say, you are the chairman at this young adult fellowship. Can you stay around, you know, for a little bit more? I say, yeah, sure, I can stay like 3 more months. They said, can you stay for another year? I said, I can't because the school will start in about 6 months. I really have to leave. So we were talking, you know, conversing, battling back and forth. At the end, I realized they just did not want me to leave. You know, I said, I have to move because it's the seminary is about an hour away from church without traffic. And with traffic, it's 2-3 hours. I can't come back and forth. You know, it's crazy. On Friday night, I mean, where we meet as a fellowship, it's going to be, I mean, it would be really, really bad traffic. So I said, I really have to move. So then at the end of 6 months, I realized that they have no intention to let me go and then give me the blessing and whatever. I say, okay, fine. So I call all my co-workers. We had a meeting. So we say, you know, this is what happened. And they all understood what happened. They say, so can you guys select somebody else as your chairman so I can go there study full time? They say, sure. So we found another chairman, replaced me. Now, then I moved to Fuller. And when I moved to Fuller, I was not used to the writing or studying in English. I was more, even though I was raised here, you know, in MEA, but I'm more in tune to preach or to teaching Chinese. So when I went there, I was really struggling, writing all the papers. And I mean, every class, they require us to read like 6 to 10 books. That's just one class. And then we have to just speed read every one of them and then just write down just whatever we can, just turn it in. So I was really struggling. And I started to have diarrhea. I was really struggling. So then finally, I called one of my old friends at the old church. And then he said, oh, what happened? And I told him, we shared a little bit. And he said, Jerry, and that's my name. He said, Jerry, don't come back to church right now. I said, why not? He said, everybody is bad-mouthing you. I said, why? He said, because the attendance at the fellowship have dropped. And then they all blame on you. I said, I told them that I was going to leave. It's not my fault. I gave them like 6 months to prepare for this. They said, yeah, we all know, but we had to blame somebody. So we all decided to blame you. I said, that's not fair. You know, we taught this and that. And I was really angry when I hung on the phone. Like, oh, this is bad. Because I was at a church for 10 years. I was a chairman for the college when I got there. I was always co-worker, deacons. I was serving that church for 10 years nonstop. Finally, I'm going to leave that church temporarily, I thought. It's not because I'm going to do something bad, but because I'm going to seminary school. It's not, you know, I was like, why do they blame me for this? This is wrong. So that did not help me with my seminary works. And then like another week later, I was struggling again, so I called another friend of mine. And then at that church, he said, Jerry, you know what? Don't come by the church recently because people are bad-mouthing you. I said, I know. Don't tell me that again. I said, yeah, I know. And then he said that, you know what? You should not complain or share your struggle with me. Because now you are at a seminary. You are now a minister. And I'm just a lay person. Usually it's a lay person share their struggle with a minister, but minister don't share the struggle with a lay person. I said, really? He said, yeah. So now you're at a different level spiritually now. So don't share a struggle with me. I share my struggle with you. I said, this is so wrong, you know. So then I became really mad, at a Christian. So I was entering a phase, I call it, I hate all Christian phase. So I was studying at seminary full time. At the same time, I hate all the Christians. I'm like, God, nobody was good. Especially the pastors or the minister. They just use you and abuse you and they throw you away. I said, God, this is not fair. So one time I was at a history class at a church history class during the break. I was at the just the outside the classroom at the third stories, and I was looking out the sky, and I just like, God, Christian is so mean, so bad. Who can I talk to you now? Nobody. I'm here all along, just complaining to him all that. And I say, you know what? I'm thirsty. I'm gonna go buy a Coke. And then I went to the vending machine. It's not far from the classroom. I went there. I saw there's a line. So I was waiting in the line. And finally, it was my turn because I just got to that school. So I saw, it costs 60 cents. I mean, it's like 17 or 18 years ago. Oh, it's 60 cents. I thought it's 50 cents. I only have 50 cents, two quarters. So I'm looking around. Oh, you know what? I don't have extra dime. So I say, it's okay, I don't need to drink it. So I just went back to that place and started complaining to God again. Oh, Christians are bad, Father, what's wrong with this? And then when I was complaining and just having a bad mood, somebody tap on my shoulder. Like, who is it? What? I turn around. Somebody, I have no clue who he was. He said, brother, he said, I was waiting behind you in the line, and I thought you need this dollar. I just want to give this dollar to you. I didn't even dare to look at him. I say, you know, I don't really need a dollar. I just need a dime. He said, here's a dime. So he just give me a dime. And then he walked away. So I used that dime, my two quarters, I would have bought a drink. And then the bell rang, so I have to go back to class. As I was walking to the vending machine back to the classroom, I felt far away, God was like winking at me. He said, you see, not all Christians are bad. I say, okay, there's one Christian that's good. That brother was good. Oh, everybody else was bad, you know. So I went to my classroom. And then after the class, I was driving home. And just here on the radio, it was a teaching on this verse, Isaiah 53, verse 5. If you have the Bible, you can turn to that verse. If not, it's okay, I can just read it to you. He said, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And then the DJ or the announcer or the pastor at the, like on the radio was assuring, why was he wounded and why was he bruised? What really struck me that day or that time was that I have heard that passage 3 times already. I'm not just on the same day, on the same verse, Isaiah 53, verse 5. But on the first 2 times, I was really mad at Christians. I did not have any, you know, any mood or any space to hear whatever that was shared with me. But then that time, I stopped and said, what was this? And then he asked the question, why was Jesus wounded and why was he bruised? Then he shared in the Old Testament, if you want to offer a sacrifice, like a lamb, you know, or a cattle or a bird, whatever you're going to offer to God, you don't spit on the bird or you don't spit on the lamb. You don't bruise the lamb or you don't do anything, but you make sure they are perfect, blameless, or, you know, spotless, so you can offer their son a perfect sacrifice to the Lord, right? But then why was Jesus bruised? And why was Jesus wounded? And he said, if he needs to shed his blood for us, I mean, he could have lied on a bed and peacefully just shed his blood, and our iniquities will be set free. I mean, it will be all redeemed. But so why was he wounded? And then why was he bruised? Just waiting, so then what's the answer? And then the commercial came, and then I have to wait like, and then he came back. He said, you see, because Jesus or God was not interested just to redeem us by the law or like redeem us, through the law, but he also want to redeem us emotionally. He said, have you hurt by your friend before? Me too. Have you been struck by your family, by your friends, or even people in the church? Have they wounded you? Have they hurt you? I have all went through that before. Everything you have went through, I can understand without feeling. I can understand whatever you're going through. So he not only going to redeem us through the law, but he's going to redeem us emotionally. Whatever you're going through, I can understand it. So whenever we feel like, God, this is not fair, he or she had done this wrong to me, then we can say, you know what? Jesus went through that before us. So in that, we can find peace. So that he said, you know what? We all know that Jesus had died for us, right? He had died for us personally. But today, I want to tell you that Jesus was wounded. Jesus was bruised for you personally too. Everything that you have went through, he said he want to understand it. That's why he was wounded. That's why he was bruised. Can we play that video clip? This song's in Chinese. It's sing that verse, Isaiah 53, verse 5. Pastor, the minister that have wounded me, and then I feel God told me that sorry. I said, God, it was not your fault. I mean, it was them. Will you turn it off? Thank you. I said, it was not you. I mean, it was them. And he said, when I was on the cross, I've carried all the sins of men. So whatever they have done to you is not upon me. Can you forgive me? I said, of course I can forgive you. He said, well, can you love them? I said, God will try. You know, when he was giving all the bread or pour the wine, he said, do this in the remembrance of me. The word remember in English is made up two words, re and member. Member signify the members of the body. not just the ones in the church, but maybe in our families, our friends, our workplace, our school, that people who have hurt us, even our parents, people we love very dearly. But he said, would you remember my cross? And do this to remember, unite my body again, so we can be one. We can be one unity. So through this, we can love our spouse. We can love our parents, love our children. Not because of, you know, I want to serve, I want to do all this because I'm good. No, because of God's love on the cross that flow through us. So I say, God, you know what? I'm going to love that person again. And I remember I was, September, I took a theology and film class at Fuller. And then that class meets only once a week, and only 10 weeks. So if you miss more than two classes, then you are, you'll get a failing grade. And then one sister, he already missed two classes, and then she was in our small groups. So we thought she might not make it. And then she showed up on the third class, and she shared with us that her mom was just passed away in San Francisco. And all her stuff is still in the garage, and she had no place to stay, which is a really hard time for her. And then I was been trying to find that guy who gave me that dime. I feel really touched by him. So, but then I could never find him because I really, really never really look at him. So when I saw that sister, she's about in her about 50s, 60s. I feel really compassionate toward her. And then I copied all my notes during my break and put on my phone number. And I told her, here's all my notes for this first 2 weeks. And if you need anybody to help you to move. And then here's my number. I will help them move. And then she just looked at me with tears in her eyes. She's like, why are you doing this? I said, because somebody, you know, did something nice to me before. You know, so I said, I want to do this because of cross, not because, you know, you owe me anything. So then I found a strength to love other people again through the cross and then through the love of Jesus. So today, I just want to use this time to want us to pray for each other. We are as one church, we're as one body, and Christ has died for this so we can be remembered again. So I want to invite, I think, can we go a little bit past 10:30? Just 5 more minutes maybe? Can I invite Pastor Joseph and Shimo, Pastor, in the center, and then is Scott any like minister or the co-workers in the church? Yeah. Okay. How about we just circle around Pastor Joseph and the pastor's wife, and let's gather together as one body, pray for the unity. I know in the church there's a lot of wounds or disagreement, especially as pastors. But then let's pray for each other. And then pray God's love will flow through us that we can be one again. So can we come together? And then 我们在这边好了. Circle? You want to do a circle?
Sure.
That's all form a circle. Yeah. This is a pastor or reverend. What's your name? Sorry. Mama Josie. Okay, I have a special, I want to pray for you too. So can we come together, pray for Pastor Joseph and Pastor Wife first, and we want to pray for Mama Josie as well. Okay, can we just circle around them? Yeah, you can stay in the middle if you like. Okay, let's all pray for each other. Can I ask a few of us to pray for this church and bless this family, and that whatever we have in the past, I pray that I'm just on the cross. Say, God, just unite us again. So there's a refreshed unity, the refresh your presence amongst us. So I'm going to pass around the mic, whoever have anything to pray, but let's just keep it short within like 30 seconds if you can.
Dear Lord, we just ask you for refreshment and healing and strength, especially for our leaders, but for the congregation as a whole. And just please be with Joseph and Marlene and Robert and Marcia and the rest of the leadership team as they lead this congregation forward. Please give them energy and comfort and peace and your wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I thank you, Lord, for Pastor Joseph, for Marlene, for all the leaders, Lord, of this church, Father. Thank you for blessing us with each one of them, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your grace. Lord, I lift them up to you, Lord God. May you continue to bless them, Lord. Give them insight. Give them your love. Strengthen them, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace. In Jesus' name.
Lord, I just pray for Joseph and Marlene. I pray for their continued leadership. I pray that you would bring them unity, bring the church unity as well, Lord, that as we seek you, that you would reveal your heart to us for this church. You are the God of this church. Thank you.
Lord, thank you for bringing Pastor Jerry here today and his message. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us, that your wounds, your bruises bring healing for us, whether it was often from other people, Lord, we've been wounded. So we thank you, Lord, that we can lift up our eyes, even though it was bloody and painful for your sacrifice. You did that so that we could become whole. So I pray, Lord, for Joseph and Marlene, for their marriage, that it can be whole. I pray, Lord, that their relationship can be one of love and goodness and unity. Not just working relationship, Lord, but one that is well and healthy and whole. Lord, I thank you for this body, for each member here. We all have our own brokenness. I pray for my own marriage. For each person here, Lord, in their life, Lord, we pray that you will make us whole again, Lord, and that we will remember, Lord, that we will come together in unity, which is hard, but that's what you call us to do. So we thank you for the cross. We thank you for the hope in Christ. We thank you for your goodness. In your mercy, Lord, hear my prayer.
So I want to ask Pastor Joseph and Marlene to pray.
Thank you for this time. We worship you together. Let's pray the truth in both hands. Pastor Jerry's testimony was shared just now. The plan as I see it. Each one's life. Pray for their brother and sister in the church. If you pray for the English congregation, in this season we can all seek you with humility and brokenness. I pray for spirit in you, a willing to be taught, willing to be transformed by you. Through circumstance, your servant's teaching, and your suffering in life, may you grant us that grace. This critical moment in the history of America and the kingdom of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
We
I don't know if you guys do this a lot. As the brothers, to give each other a hug. Sisters, hug each other. We are one in Christ. We are family in Christ. Can we give each other a hug and just bless them and just love upon them and just really enjoy each other. Thank you.